SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth has passed the final procedural hurdle on his way to an expected final confirmation vote on Friday. Bob Agnew reports.
A simple 51-49 majority vote was all it took to get Hegseth past cloture and on his way to confirmation by the GOP-controlled Senate. A vote is expected on Friday. Allegations of past marital infidelity and alcohol problems were enough to switch moderate Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins into the no column. Supporters say Hegseth, a decorated war veteran, will help President Trump return the military's focus to keeping America safe and away from woke ideology. Bob Agnew reporting.
House and Senate GOP leaders are debating a possible bargain with Democrats that would include government funding, California wildfire aid, a debt limit hike, and border security money. Bernie Bennett has more.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune indicates that he is open to linking everything together in a giant package, but that several options are currently under discussion. Speaker Mike Johnson will continue to hear out Republican members' concerns as they try to strategize a path forward on budget reconciliation, including at next week's House GOP retreat. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole and Maine Senator Susan Collins, the GOP's top appropriators, huddled Wednesday to talk about the possibility of a top-line agreement to set the overall totals necessary for fiscal 2025 funding bills. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is pardoning pro-life activists who were convicted of blockading abortion clinic entrances. Trump has previously criticized former President Biden's Justice Department for pursuing charges against protesters involved in blockades, and promised these cases would be taken care of immediately. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points, the NASDAQ rose 44. This is SRN News. A pro-abortion government website goes dark. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
On the day President Trump took office, reproductiverights.gov disappeared from the Department of Health and Human Services online platform. The site was established during the Biden administration, and it states on its opening page that, quote, abortion is an essential part of your health and well-being. Pro-lifers are cheering the decision by President Trump to get the federal government out of the business of promoting abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave, and that agencies develop plans to lay them off. On his first day in office, the president ordered a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's DEI programs. There's been a general nationwide backlash against the DEI regime, especially over its promotion of the LGBT agenda in the workplace and schools. SRN News. Mortgage rates are dropping for the first time in weeks.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.96%. A week ago, it was just above 7%. The modest drop is the first in 6 weeks and reflects a decline in the bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing mortgages. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept the U.S. housing market in a deep sales slump. Economists are generally forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain above 6% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
United Health Group will promote one of its top insurance executives to replace Brian Thompson, the slain CEO of its United Healthcare arm. The company said Thursday that Tim Noel will become the next United Healthcare leader. Noel most recently led United Healthcare's Medicare and retirement business. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.